Good evening. Good evening. Just want to welcome everyone that's here. That's actually a very good reminder. Thank you, Nathan. This is the night that we are going to be blowing shofars, but let's do that a little bit later. Okay? We will have a specific time that we will be blowing it, and then during worship, if you have a shofar, you can blow it as much as you want, okay, during the worship time, as it makes sense, of course. But for just the beginning of the service, as we go through some of the prayers, we ask that if you have kids with shofars, just keep the shofar away from them. So, all right. Welcome, everyone. Thank you. This is Rosh Hashanah, and this is year 5777. 5777, according to the Jewish calendar. And this is the beginning of the civil new year, one of the new years that we celebrate in the Jewish culture. And I think there's four new years altogether. The two that everyone usually thinks about is Rosh Hashanah, which is also called Yom Teruah, which it's interesting because Yom Teruah means the day of the noise or the blowing, the day of the blowing. And you're going to hear a lot of that tonight. We're going to be blowing the shofar and singing joyfully this evening. Before we get started, I'd like to have my wife come up, and she's going to light the candles. Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbat. Every feast day is also a Shabbat. And one of the things we say is Chag Sameach. So if you could say that after me, you got to clear your throat a little bit when you say it. Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach. All right. Good job. Yeah, Lashana Tova is a little bit easier than Chag Sameach. But you can do both.
Or if you're really friendly and you're relaxed, you can just say Shana Tova. And it's easier. Shana Tova. So. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Hashana B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Yom Tov. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commanded us to kindle the lights of this holy day.
Okay, so we're going to go through some prayers and leading up to the blowing of the shofar this evening, but you could just follow with me up here on the PowerPoint. Awake, you sleepers, from your sleep. Rouse yourselves, you slumberers, out of your slumber. Examine your deeds and turn to God in repentance. Don't waste your year in vain pursuits that neither profit nor save. Look closely at yourselves. Abandon your evil ways and thoughts. Return to the Lord, so that he might have mercy on you. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kishana B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Lahadlik Et HaYom Tov. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to sanctify the festival day. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach the season. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehiyanu Vehimanu Vehigianu Lazman Hazeh. Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Haaretz. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit from the trees. Notice up front we have the apples. So we're thanking God as the creator of the fruit of the trees. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shechachol Niyeh Bidvaro, amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, by whose word everything came into being. One of the things about Rosh Hashanah is we recognize God as sovereign, as king, and as our creator. And Rosh Hashanah is, as I said earlier, the beginning of the civil new year. It is when actually kings were crowned, new kings were crowned. But it's also, as I said, in scripture, in the Torah, called Yom Teruah, or that day of the blowing. So we'll be talking about a little of both tonight. But Rosh Hashanah also begins what's called the 10 days of awe, and starting with this day. Now, if you know, in Jewish custom, the day starts the night before. So that's why we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah tonight. Tomorrow is the day of Rosh Hashanah, but it starts the evening before. Just like Sabbath starts on Friday night, Rosh Hashanah also starts the evening before. That's why we celebrate it this evening. So this day also is a day of remembering God's sovereignty, remembering his holiness. But in the process of doing that, we look at ourselves. We become introspective, and we look at our own life, and where do we stand before God? Now, as believers in Yeshua, we can thank God that we have his grace and his mercy applied to our hearts. But still, for us, even as believers, we need to be constantly coming before God and confessing our sins. Remember what it says in 1 John. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so this is a time of repentance. The 10 days of awe begin a time of intense introspection and repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And so some of the prayers you will notice that we're going to be doing tonight are prayers of repentance specifically. Yehi Ratzon Melfan Echa Adonai Eloheinu Veliohe Avotenu Shechagish Aleinu Shana Tova Umtucha. May it be your will, Lord our God and God of our forefathers, to grant us a blessed and prosperous new year. Can already thank the Lord for the rain that we had this evening.
Amen.
Starting off this new year with a bang. Now we're going to do a traditional song, Avinu Malkeinu. It's actually a song, but we're going to go ahead and do the blessing. Avinu Malkeinu Kayenu Ve'anenu. Goes like this. Avinu Malkeinu Kayenu Ve'anenu. Avinu Malkeinu Kayenu Ve'anenu. Manu Masi Asei Manu Tzedaka V'Chesed Asei Manu Tzedaka V'Chesed Ve'Hoshienu. Join me if you know it. Avinu Malkeinu Chayenu Vanenu Avinu Malkeinu Chayenu Vanenu Kiyemanu Masin Asei Manu Tzedaka V'Chesed Asei Manu Tzedaka V'Chesed Behoshienu. This is part of what we were just singing. Avinu Malkeinu is part of a much larger prayer. Our Father, our King, we have sinned before you. Our Father, our King, we have no king other than you. And this, if you could read this with me as we go through this, starting over. Our Father, our King, we have sinned before you. Our Father, our King, we have no king other than you. Our Father, our King, deal kindly with us for your name's sake. Our Father, our King, have compassion upon us and our children. Our Father, our King, send complete recovery to the sick of your people. Our Father, our King, bring an end to pestilence, war, and famine around us. Our Father, our King, thwart the counsels of our enemies. Our Father, our King, seal the mouths of our adversaries. Our Father, our King, fill our storehouses with your abundance. Our Father, our King, open the gates of heaven to our prayer. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of life. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of redemption and salvation. Our Father, our King, forgive and pardon all our iniquities through Messiah Yeshua. Our Father, our King, wipe away and remove our willful, inadvertent sins from your sight. Our Father, our King, erase through your abundant compassion all records of our guilt. Our Father, our King, return us to you in perfect repentance. Our Father, our King, act for the sake of your great and mighty and awesome name that is proclaimed upon us. Hear our voice, Adonai, our God, and have compassion upon us. Accept our prayer with compassion and favor. Help us to return to you, O God, then truly shall we return. Renew our days as in the past. Do not cast us out in our old age. When our strength gives out, do not forsake us. If we want to restore our lives to order, we have to turn to God. We can't rely only on ourselves any longer. In you alone is our salvation. In you alone we put our trust. We're going to do the blessing over the blowing of the shofar. And I'd like to have Jim come forward at this time. Jim has been practicing to blow the shofar. He's going to do the best he can tonight. So. Is that the one you're going to use right there? Right. So not yet, I'm going to do the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher hashana b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu l'shmoa kol shofar. Oops, went backwards. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified with his commandments and commanded us to hear the sound of the shofar. Okay. Tekiah. Shevarim Teruah. Tekiah. Tekiah. Shevarim Teruah. Tekiah Gedolah. Ago to start practicing, so he did a really good job in that short time. Good job, Jim. So, Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet sound, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. We know this from 1 Thessalonians 4:16. We're going to be now spending some time worshiping the Lord. So if the worship team can come forward, and as they do that, let's go ahead and do the blessing over the bread and the wine. Baruch atah Adonai. you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Lashana Tova Tikatevu. I can't say that one usually. Anyways, may your name be inscribed and sealed in the book of life. Okay, let's go ahead and enter into a time of worship. Now, during this time of worship, this is a time of celebration, a time of joy. And if you have a shofar, you can blow it. As I said earlier, this is a time to make a joyful noise to the Lord. So if you have somebody blowing their shofar a lot, just move to another spot if you don't like it, but let them keep blowing it, okay? This is a time for joy and celebration tonight. So there's a few up here if you want to try it out. It's okay. The first time we did a Rosh Hashanah service, I was all excited about doing it, and I had the shofar, and I'd been practicing, you know, and I was going to do all the shofar blasts just exactly right, and I got ready to do it, and this most awful sound came out. Those of you that were here for that can remember. I know Jackie remembers. It's a really horrible sound came out. It was very embarrassing. So since then, I've let other people be embarrassed. Jim did a great job tonight. He did a good job. But, it can be difficult. But don't worry about that. We're making a joyful noise to the Lord tonight.
Okay, who has a shofar? Raise your hands. Let's hear it one time.
Thank you.
Okay, get ready. Here's another one for you.
Side.
worship you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that just binds us all together.
Yeah. Who fears the Lord? Yeah.
exuberance. Thank you for this joyous night. Bless all that goes on here, Lord. May it all glorify you tonight. In Yeshua's name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right, so now we'd like to invite you actually to join us down at the Family Life Center and just follow the crowd if you don't know where to go. It's straight down that direction. And this evening we have a sweet potluck. So hopefully you ate regular food before you came here, because this is going to be just all desserts and sweet things. And so if you didn't, you get dessert for dinner tonight. But I think there's a lot of good stuff down there, so hold on 1 second before we go. Children, hold on 1 second, children. You'll have an opportunity to blow your shofar, Timothy, one of the kids. All right, so listen up, please. Listen up. Heather, when they get down there, is there any particular...
We're going to go down there.
Okay, so when you go down, go sit down first. Don't go right up to the food. We're going to finish with the setup, and then so do a little schmoozing. Okay, that's talking to each other, and fellowshipping. And let's pray one more time before we go. Father, we are so grateful and thankful to you. You are worthy of all praise and all glory. And Father God, our God, we thank you so much that we can call you Father. And we come to you tonight, and we thank you for all of your provision. We thank you for everything you do for us, all of the good things you've given us. And Lord, just as we pray tonight, we pray in this upcoming year that you will continue to pour out your blessings. Lord, we do pray that you will protect us, and you will protect our loved ones, that some are here, some are scattered other places. Lord, this can be a very scary and dangerous world. You said that in this world we would have tribulation, we would have trouble, but to be of good courage, for you have overcome the world. And so we are so grateful and thankful to you, Yeshua, our Messiah, for your work of salvation that you have done for us, and that tonight we can truly rejoice. Even as we enter into this time of repentance, we can rejoice because we know that we are righteous before you because of the blood of Yeshua, because of the work of Yeshua. Lord, I pray if there's anybody here who doesn't know you, that you will make yourself known tonight, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, your Ruach HaKodesh. And Lord, give us a great time as we fellowship together, as we share together. Bless the food, bless this time of fellowship. We pray all this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.